Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News. The nation's top diplomat is in Paris for talks with French officials focused on trying to negotiate an end to the war in Ukraine, says ABC's Inez de la Cotera in Paris.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and White House envoy Steve Witkoff meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron this morning amid concerns Europe is being sidelined from talks to end the war in Ukraine. Russia this morning welcoming the meeting, saying it will be a chance for the U.S. to update Europe on Witkoff's long conversation with the Russian president last week and blaming the Europeans for continuing the war. Ukrainian President Zelensky, meanwhile, is urging his allies to, quote, put pressure on killers. Inez de la Cotera, ABC News, Paris.
A 24-year-old American YouTuber from Arizona remains in custody in India. Mikhailo Polyakov was arrested last month after stepping onto North Sentinel Island. Prosecutors say he left a can of Diet Coke in hopes of establishing contact with a remote tribe. That's illegal. He faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
Yesterday, the Flambeau River YMCA opened its doors to the public. We spoke with Scott Schultz, executive director of the Y, about how he felt about their first opening.
Very early in the day still, but we opened the doors at 8 o'clock this morning, and we had a dozen or so people waiting to come in and have their first tours of the Y. A few people that had signed up in the month of March or early in April when we were still at the credit union that wanted to come and see the Y firsthand. And it was really cool to be able to take those first tours with people on the first day, the first morning, and have them see the equipment, have them see the spaces for the first time. And you're seeing the Y come alive all in an instant. And you see, the last year of work for myself and the last 3 or 4 years of work for folks like Allie Plesner, who's really jump-started this whole thing. And she was here this morning, and you're seeing all the work that she put in for all these years all come to life in an instant. And it was just the coolest moment I've experienced.
Thursday, April 24th, from 9:30 to 10:30, the Park Falls Lions Club is hosting a Learn to Connect in room 117 at the Schwamigan High School. The topic is going to be organizing emails, and you can bring any other technology questions you may have. All are welcome, and refreshments will be served. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, April 24th, from 9:30 to 10:30, at room 117 at the Schwamigan High School. As we approach Earth Day, Wisconsin Democrats are working to put environmental protections in the state constitution. Savannah Tomielsen reports.
We've had constitutional amendments on the ballot often over our last few elections. They've mostly come from Republicans in the legislature. Earlier this month, voters overwhelmingly chose to add the state's voter ID law to the Constitution. That makes it tougher to overturn in the future. But now Wisconsin Democrats want to add one, a Green Amendment. It would add to our state constitution that everyone, including future generations, has a right to a clean environment, including pure water, clean air, healthy soil, and stable ecosystems. State Senator Mark Spreitzer says the Wisconsin Constitution protects the right to hunt, fish, and trap game, and this would help protect those resources.
It empowers citizens and lawmakers alike to defend our natural resources, ensuring that the health of our environment and the health of our people are central considerations in government actions. This is not a partisan issue. It's a Wisconsin issue. Protecting the lakes we fish in, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the lands that support our communities and economy benefits us all.
Three states have green amendments in their constitutions, and the measure has been proposed in at least a dozen others across the country. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer, just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Marthaler Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Marthaler Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
The Brewers tanked the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball, the Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. In Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that, you know, you really can't match.
That's the Packers' Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Fish. Times have changed for turkey hunters. They used to just dress up in camo, sit under a tree, and use their little box call to try and bring in a tom. Not anymore. They've become high-tech, and I'll tell you how, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
Turkey hunters are going all out these days to bring a tom in close enough to shoot. One turkey hunter I know uses 3 hen decoys out in the field to try and lure in toms, along with multiple calls. He'll have a call in his mouth. He'll have one in his hand. He'll have 2 or 3 sitting next to him. He'll make it seem like those turkeys out there, the decoys that he's planted, are talking to each other. And if he hears a tom in the distance, he'll grab his tom gobbler and shake it, trying to get that tom to compete for those hens that are sitting out there. So it's a multiple call scenario now. It's multiple decoy scenario now. The camo has gotten to be incredibly good. All of this to bring that one tom in close enough to get a shot. I think it's great. I think the more that we can do to lure those toms in tight, the better. You want a good shot. As far as I'm concerned, you want to use everything that you have at your disposal to get every opportunity that you deserve when in the field. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News. Northwoods
weather. Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thunder shower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the 40s tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. With steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37. 98 Q Country.
The sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses. Winter time, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning I know they'll be held to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Pour myself in a cab and be back to work before two. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
He don't care.
And I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5 o'clock. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
You wanna finish last.
Joel Karnik in the morning.
And I like them because they actually play music in the mornings where a lot of radio stations just talk the whole time.
98 Q Country.
Luke Combs at 98Q Country. Keyword is win, W-I-N. If you want to try to win a pair of Brewer tickets for Saturday, May 3rd, be sure you can use them before you enter. W-I-N. Text us the keyword. Pair of Brewer tickets. Brewers have the day off today, by the way. Local Hurley Phillips softball this afternoon right here. 4:45 on 98Q Country. Birthdays, if you got one, give us a shout at 762-3221. We'll do the birthdays coming up at 8:30.
When I picked you up for our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it would drive me crazy. And the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car door for you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my oh my. Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on to me. But I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang, it's a favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck wrong. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. is that such a crime? So we bang, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing, am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out of your window while the world's sleeping? 'Cause you know I need you and there's no way I'll be leaving till we're kissing on the park swing.
Country.
Waits for me, and right now she's where I need.
love a little Josh Turner. Gotta run. For a Thursday, beautiful day today. Maybe a little bit possibility of a scattered shower today. Don't get too excited about that. We'll do some birthdays here in just a moment. If you have somebody who is celebrating locally, we'd love to hear from you. You can text it to us through the Civic Media app. A couple of you have done that already today. Or you can call 715-762-3221. We would be certainly happy to get that on there for you. So weather permitting, the Butternut baseball team is going to be hosting Bayfield today. Coach is over there, let me know just a little bit ago. So that's going to be a Bayfield doubleheader with a 4 o'clock start time. So folks in Butternut may want to go on down to take that on. So weather permitting, baseball team hosting Bayfield for a doubleheader at the Butternut Field happening today. The Shawamigan baseball team will be playing a doubleheader down in Abbotsford with a 4 o'clock start time on that today. And Phillips, you got a home softball game today. Hurley coming in to take on the Loggers today, and that'll be 4:45, and we'll have that for you right here on 98Q. The Phillips baseball team going to travel down to Prentice for a baseball game today. So that's some of the stuff that's going on here in the Northwoods. No Brewers, so you are free to go out and put a shovel in the ground. Don't call the Diggers hotline if you're going too deep. Don't go that deep. And do a little stuff outside maybe today. Get to those birthdays in just a moment. 762-3221. If you got one for us, we'd be happy to talk about it. Easter coming up this weekend, of course, a late Easter, with Easter being on April the 20th. Lots of Easter activities going on. We talked with folks with the Phillips Moose and Legion, doing the big Easter event out down at the Concrete Park in Phillips. They kind of suggesting you get there, 9:30-ish, because once the whole egg thing starts at 10 o'clock, it doesn't take long, and then there's prizes and all kinds of stuff that'll go on with that. So that's one of several things going on as far as Easter is happening, and we've got your opportunity to let us know about your event. If you got stuff going on, shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. Take a picture of the flyer, attach it to it, and we'd be happy to talk about your nonprofit group or organization's event coming up. It's 8:30. We'll get you some news. Come back with our birthdays here in just a moment.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump says he spoke with Mexico's president yesterday. He's touting potential trade deals, but at the same time, he says that Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's termination cannot come soon enough. He's criticizing the Fed for not cutting interest rates. Powell said Wednesday,
"The level of tariff increases announced so far is significantly larger than anticipated, and the same is likely to be true of the economic effects, which will include higher inflation and slower growth."
The European Central Bank has announced an interest rate cut this morning. A federal judge is threatening contempt proceedings against the Trump administration for defying his order to return two deportation flights. Health experts are criticizing Health Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr.'s statement that environmental factors are the cause of autism. They say autism is mostly a genetic disorder and any environmental cause is not from a vaccine. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
According to a press release from the Farm Service Agency, the USDA has designated 3 Wisconsin counties as natural disaster areas. This designation allows the USDA Farm Service Agency to extend much-needed emergency credit to producers recovering from natural disasters through emergency loans. These loans can be used to meet various recovery needs, including the replacement of essential items, such as equipment or livestock, reorganization of a farming operation, or to refinance certain debts. The Farm Service Agency will review the loans based on the extent of losses, security available, and repayment ability. The primary counties eligible are Clark, Price, and Taylor, and this triggering disaster is excessive moisture. The application deadline is the 10th of December of this year. Contiguous counties also eligible include Ashland, Chippewa, Eau Claire, Iron, Jackson, Lincoln, Marathon, Oneida, Rusk, Sawyer, Vilas, and Wood. To file a notice of loss or to ask questions about available programs, you can contact your local USDA service center. Once again, the USDA has designated Clark, Price, and Taylor as natural disaster areas due to excessive moisture, but other counties also eligible include Ashland, Chippewa, Eau Claire, Iron, Jackson, Lincoln, Marathon, Oneida, Rusk, Sawyer, Vilas, and Wood. Saturday, April 26th at 4:30, it's the 2025 Wallace for Tomorrow Price County Chapter Banquet. The banquet will feature ribs, a brisket, plus sides and dessert. There will also be raffle prizes, including multiple fishing rods, multiple firearms, a buddy heater, and more. This is your chance to learn about and support Wallace for Tomorrow, as it is their only fundraiser of the year. Entry forms can be picked up at Bader Sports Center, Ross's Sporting Goods, and Elk River Custom Rods. And those forms must be received no later than April 20th. There will be no tickets sold at the door. Those forms can be sent to dran@tbs.net. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, April 26th at 4:30 p.m. over in Phillips. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Assembly would add more regulations for energy projects across the state. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
The 2025 Wisconsin Energy Reform Act seeks to discourage energy companies from using good farmlands for renewable energy projects, and it outlines the specific rights of affected landowners. Under this legislation, energy companies would be required to provide written notice of their plans of each property owner within 1 mile of a proposed facility, and give at least 45 days before seeking approvals from the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers tank the Tigers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 5-1 win over the Tigers. Sal Frelick hit his first home run of the season and talked about getting back-to-back victories to win the series after losing to Detroit Monday 9-1.
Super short memory in this locker room. Ton of guys, you know, were just showing up the next day. Long season. So, I mean, wins and losses. You have a good win. Next day, you have a tough loss. Yeah, just keeping that short memory in the locker room.
Basketball. The Bucks head to Indy to play the Pacers Saturday. Game one of their best-of-7 playoff series. In Green Bay, the NFL draft now just 1 week away. Packers president Mark Murphy.
This is the second biggest event that the league has. It's exciting that we're able to have it here in Green Bay, and the economic impact, I think it's $94 million statewide. There'll be 250,000 people here over the 3 days. It'll be a 3-day commercial for Wisconsin and Green Bay, and it's just publicity that you really can't match.
That's the Packers Mark Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Sunday, take the family out and enjoy Phillips Cafe's Easter Buffet, serving 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., including the full salad bar, chicken, ham, fish, Swedish meatballs, roast pork, mashed potatoes and gravy, and the dessert bar. Adults $13.99, 10 and under are $8.99, and under 2 are free. Phillips Cafe, where you always get more food for your dollar, located on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips. All right, we got some local birthdays here. Ethan Hertrader is celebrating a birthday. So, Ethan, happy birthday. That's a 13th birthday, by the way. And the whole family there wishing you a happy birthday there, Ethan. Hope you have a great day. Now, if you're celebrating here on this 17th day of April, here's some celebrities that have the privilege of celebrating it with you. Rooney Mara, the actress from Pan, Her, Side Effects, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Any of those ring a bell? Rooney Mara is 40 today. Victoria Adams Beckham. Posh Spice is what you know her as from the Spice Girls. She is 50 today. 5-0, Jennifer Garner. Until 2015, the former Alias star was married with children to her Daredevil co-star, Ben Affleck, and her other films included Draft Day, Dallas Buyers Club, The Odd Life of Timothy Green. 53 for Jennifer Garner today. Lila Rochon, R-O-C-H-O-M, actress. Not sure if I'm saying that last name right, but it sounded good, felt good. So Why Do Fools Fall in Love for Lila? 61 today. Nick Hornby, the English novelist from High Fidelity, About a Boy, Fever Pitch, 68 today. Rowdy Roddy Piper, the Canadian pro wrestler and briefly an actor, was inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame back in 2005. His real name, Rowdy Roddy, was Roderick George Toombs. Rowdy Roddy Piper. Born on this day, 1954, he passed away back in 2015. Great news for all plant lovers. This Thursday and Friday and Saturday, Winter Greenhouse will be open for the season. It's their annual bare root sale. A great selection of ornamental trees and shrubs, fruit trees, and small fruits will be 25% off the usual potted price. Bare root stock is easy to plant and guaranteed to thrive. Visit the biggest bare root sale in the area and get 25% off this Thursday through Saturday from 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at Winter Greenhouse, located 2 miles north of Winter off County W.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered afternoon showers, even a thundershower possible. Our high in the upper 50s to near 60. Tonight, scattered showers, thunderstorms. Our low dropping into the 40s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with steady temperatures in the 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings, honest work out in the field, cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love.
Check it out.
At the bonfire.
Bonfire.
The parking lot.
Party.
Or anywhere in between.
Best station ever.
Hey, thanks for cranking the country.
98Q Country.
Baby, a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise. Said, well, baby, you
been singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit. Would look a hell of a lot better with you up in it. So baby, what song you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise? When that summer sun fell to his knees, I looked at her and she looked at me. And grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
He caught her on the road from a lonely cold hotel room just to hear her say, I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. A little voice came on the phone and said, Daddy, when you come home. He said the first thing that came to his mind, I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayers. Oh, I'm already there. She got back on the phone, said, I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be all right. Wish I was in your arms, lying right there beside you. But I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. Don't make a sound. I'm the beat in your heart. I'm the moonlight shining down. I'm the whisper in the wind. And I'll be there till the end. Can you
the love that we share. Oh, I'm already there. We may be a thousand miles apart, but I'll be with you wherever you are. I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind, and I'll be there till the end. And you feel the love that we share. Oh, I'm already there. Oh, I'm
go Lone Star and 98Q Country, a country classic mixed in with today's country hits. Also, I was taking a look at the Time Magazine top 100 most influential people, and you know you're getting old when most of them are like, who's that, who's that, who's that, who's that, I have no idea who's that. So yeah, you take a look at it and you see what you think. I've got a list of like five influential people in my life, and they're not on that list, I guarantee you that. So we have a beautiful day today, close to 60 for today, with some sunshine, chance of maybe a passing shower, rain shower. Again, I wouldn't really concern myself with that. We have a fairly dry stretch here. Doesn't take much in the springtime to jack up that fire danger. So if you're thinking about doing something in the burning barrel or something like that, just be careful. Be very aware of the fire danger in your area, which is pretty high for most of us. The winds are going to be southeast today, moving around at about 10 to 20 miles an hour. And they're going to hang on pretty much through the day. Those winds, at least 10 to 15 again for tonight. Tomorrow, some early morning showers are a possibility. Still a little bit breezy, 10 to 15, but I think you'll like the sunshine again tomorrow and again Saturday, and it looks like we're done with the 30s for the high temp. We've now set the threshold of high temps at 40, 45, plus today will be the warmest day we will have seen in quite a while here in the spring, well, except for that late February thing that happened, close to 60. Is what we're talking about for today. Your Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry right here in Park Falls helps out all different folks in different statuses of their life, whatever it may be. If you need a little assistance, a little help, they're there for you. The income guidelines are at the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page or at the lordscupboard.org website. If you want to take a look there at the income guidelines, they are extremely flexible, to say the least. A lot of people do qualify for that. So they're at the First Congregational United Church of Christ every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. It's a drive-through, and you don't even have to get out of your car if you don't want to, right in downtown Park Falls every Saturday morning from 9 to 11. And they are in need. A couple of things that the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is in need of. As you know, I've been on the board of directors there for a while. One is volunteers. If you'd like to be a volunteer, you can message through the Lord's Cupboard Facebook page is a good way, or go to the lordscupboard.org website. There's a phone number there for a contact. And financial contributions through the first quarter of 2025. You could probably guess with the way the economy right now is scheduled to rev down a little bit and the stock market not doing well. Donations have been minuscule at best for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. So if you're able to help out, know that 100% of the money you give goes right to buy food for local people. There's no administrative cost. Everyone's a volunteer with this organization. So you can go to Forward Bank and just say, I'd like to put whatever you got, whatever you want to, just tell them the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, and they'll deposit it and any help would be much appreciated. Community reminder for you, of course, from 98Q Country.
Len Stankel, owner of Complete Rain Gutters, has had his mine in the gutter for over 30 years. Trust the expert. Call 715-499-4216 or visit CompleteRainGutter.com for your free quote today.
At Enbridge, we're proud to give back to the places we call home. Our employees live, work, and give locally as neighbors, friends, and colleagues, fueling regional economies. Tax contributions from our pipelines and facilities flow back into the community, funding schools, infrastructure, and services that matter. Together, we're investing in the future. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS. Tomorrow is on.
Gobble up big savings at Bader Sports Center just in time for your spring turkey hunt. Pop-up blinds from Rhino and Double Bull. Camouflage clothing from Scentlock and Game Hunt. Decoys from Montana Decoy Company and Primos. And a large selection of mouth calls, slates, and box calls. Buy a new shotgun from the inventory between now and April 30th, 2025 and receive a box of ammunition for that gun for free. Yes, we said free. Sale limited to in-stock inventory while supplies last. Bader Sports Center, 262 South Lake Avenue in Phillips, right next to Pick and Save.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? PostFrame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hixwood PostFrame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hixwood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
You know what's better than a limited-time deal? An unlimited-time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never-frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California and via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The annual Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us Saturday, June 21st as we travel to downtown Minneapolis to watch the Brewers take on the Twins. Space is limited, so grab your spot today. This is a one-day adventure. Cost is $100, which includes your ticket, parking, and a comfortable ride on a Krug tour bus. Call today to reserve your spot. 715-762-3221. Brewer Bus Trip 2025, Saturday, June 21st, with 98Q Country and Trail Mix 103.1 FM.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
clouds rain, train whistles blow and guitars play. Preachers preach, farmers plow, wishes go up and the world goes round. And I love you, it just comes natural. It just comes natural. Seasons change, rivers wind, tumbleweeds roll and the stars shine. Wind howls, dawn breaks, cowboys riding time slips away.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. American consumers bracing for higher prices driven by tariffs. Reese Stoll's getting ready for her wedding in Iowa and inside of a bridal shop.
That's really scary when you come in with a budget and find out that the dress that you loved is going to be like several hundred dollars, thousands of dollars more expensive than when you were planning on spending.
President Trump said he had good talks with Mexico's president yesterday and is meeting with Italy's prime minister today, but no trade deals have been announced. The European Central Bank has cut interest rates. The Federal Reserve has not. President Trump criticizing Jerome Powell, the chair, saying he's been too slow to act. The Department of Homeland Security said that Harvard University bent the knee to anti-Semitism and must now provide the department with detailed records of student visa holders. And drug maker Eli Lilly says promising results from trials of its new weight loss pill. This is ABC News.